Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then? What do you mean? I don't like spam!
Spam, 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 spam.
This is Life Spam. Give us 5 minutes of your life and we'll fill it with spam. Welcome to Life Spam. Give us 5, 10, 50 minutes of your life and we will fill it with spam. Now, the title of this episode is Reverse Fantasy. And for a few brief moments, some of you were clicking on going, ooh, reverse fantasy. I think what's that they say on some internet websites that that title appealed to the prurient interests that some of you may have. Unfortunately, you've just been trolled, internet trolled. That title was clickbait. We will not be dealing in reverse fantasy, at least not reverse fantasy as you thought of it. Instead, we're going to talk about Fantasy League. Yeah, you've been conned, haven't ya? Just a couple of weeks ago, still in the news, at least one state, the state of New York, is declaring that daily fantasy sports are actually illegal gambling. Now, if you don't know what daily fantasy sports are, basically, it's like regular fantasy league. You pick your team, and then you spend money competing against, I don't know against whom, but the attraction is you might win some money. Of course, like most gambling, that is not the case. The house always wins, which is why the state of New York has decided that it's illegal gambling, because most people, I'm sure they're daily fantasy did not involve spending all kinds of money and losing it. So anyway, up in New York, they are clamping down on FanDuel and DraftKings. They're two of the fantasy sites. If you ever watch the National Football League on TV, you will be bombarded with adverts for those two services. Anyway, the reason this episode is called Reverse Fantasy, I myself play Fantasy League. I actually play Fantasy League Soccer. I'm in a Fantasy Premier League based on the Premier League teams back in England. I'm in a league. I was invited into it about 5 or 6 years ago by a friend of mine. There's about 15 of us in our particular league. Although when I look at the world rankings, I'm currently in like 257,000th position. So I guess there's a couple of million people around the world that are playing this form of fantasy league. Now, when I first entered fantasy league, I actually had no idea what I was doing. Now, let me sort of set this up for you a little bit. In real life, I've done a little bit of football coaching. I know how to train the offside law. I know how to train a flat back four. I know how to train striker runs. I know a little bit about my football strategy. I know a 4-4-2 from a 3-5-2, and I know how to run a training session. I'd like to think that I could take players of any ability, put them together, stick them out there, and create a winning team. Now, when I first joined the Fantasy League for the Premier League, I think it's actually sponsored by Barclays Bank. So I think it's Barclays Fantasy League. Anyway, let's not get hung up on that. I decided to pick a team based on what I thought would be a really good team in real life. Now, when you play Fantasy League, you have You have a numerical value that you can spend on players. Can't remember if it's dollars or pounds sterling. I think it depends where you are logging in from around the world. Let's just, for the sake of it, say it's in dollars. You have $100 million. You have $100 million. And you can spend that on players. You have to buy a certain number of goalkeepers, certain number of midfielders, defenders, forwards, etc., etc., etc. So I went and spent my money on what I perceived to be the type of team that would win in real life. So I'm picking players who are England internationals and French internationals and players that play for Arsenal and Manchester City and Manchester United as best as my budget would allow. It took me about 2 seasons to figure out that how good, and I say good with those air quotes that I'm doing right now, how good those players are in real life is actually irrelevant. What I mean is this. When you play Fantasy League, players get points for your team depending on what they have done that week. So, for example, a player will get a certain number of points if they played every minute. If a player scored a goal, they'll get, I don't know, 5 or 6 points. If they get an assist, they'll get 3 points. If they're a defender and they're part of a team that keeps a clean sheet, doesn't concede any goals, they'll also get 4 or 5 points. Now, what this means is that ultimately, all players are the same. Now, hear me out here. If Wayne Rooney, England captain, record leading goal scorer for England, scores a goal, he'll get 6 points. But if, I don't know, Joe Bloggs from the team at the bottom of the league, someone who's just come off the bench, who spent his career playing in the lower divisions and is now in the squad for some bottom of the table Premier League team, if he scores a goal, he'll get exactly the same number of points as Wayne Rooney. See, that's how fantasy works. Fantasy works on achievement. No, fantasy works, yes, fantasy works on achievement rather than the, let me see, the balance of your career. A goal is the same whether it's scored by one of the best players in the league or one of the weakest players in the league. And what happened was, when I first joined Fantasy League, well, I didn't bother to read the rules, and it took me about 3 or 4 years to figure this out. So I spent all kinds of money on what I believed would be a really good team in real life, when in fact, Fantasy League isn't about attempting to live out your fantasies as a real-life football manager. No, it's far more of a mathematical challenge of trying to find players who might do something that week and get you more points than anything else. It's almost a, well, it is gambling because you're trying to predict the unknown. It's not skill. It's not a reflection of how much you study, how much you know about the teams, how much you know about the players. It's not based on your opinions. It's just based on how you can make your math work. And I know that's a rather trite way of describing Fantasy League, but that is the reality of it. Took me about 4 years of playing Fantasy League to figure this out. I spent a lot of years having this team that on paper looked great, full of international players, capped many times by their countries, and yet my results were horrible. I was losing to all kinds of people that had run-of-the-mill journeymen who just happened to be playing that week for their teams, even though their teams were 17th, 18th, 19th position in the Premier League and not at the top. My point is, actually knowing about sport really doesn't have anything to do with fantasy, at least being good at fantasy. A couple of years ago, I invited a good friend of mine to join this league. And this is the one prediction that did come true, I figured if I could get someone in who I believed didn't study as much as I did, well, there'd be at least one person that I could be above in the league. So I invite my good friend into the league. He joins the league. He is quickly obsessed. He's constantly tinkering with his team. He's going on the websites. He's looking at player stats. He's figuring out, well, you know, this guy scores once every 6 games. So over 30 weeks, he could be worth this number of points. Or this fella over here, he always plays every minute for his team. So he's going to be worth more points than that player over there who's always being substituted. And again, when you play fantasy, who the player is doesn't matter. What their statistical value is, that's what counts. So my friend, he actually figures this out, and he rapidly starts doing better than me. But that's not why this show is called Reverse Fantasy. My friend has an uncanny ability to identify players who are going to do well. He's able to predict who is going to score a lot of goals, who's going to be a defender on a team who's going to get a lot of points from keeping clean sheets. My friend has found a way to beat the metaphorical house. So here's what he does. Picks his team, and then every week when he tinkers with his team, when he drops people from his squad, well, as he's discovered, those players go on the following weeks to score all kinds of goals. And that's the unfortunate catch. They're never quite on his team at the time that he needs them. Anytime he drops them from his team, well, it's a guarantor that they're going to somehow be picked up by someone else and score 3 goals the next week. It's reverse fantasy. What my friend now does is, every time he's dropping a player from his team, Wayne Rooney, Alexis Sanchez, Harry Kane, whoever it may be, every time he's about to drop a player, when he's clicked on the website and he's transferred, traded the player out, he will text me and go, alert, alert. Wayne Rooney, Alexis Sanchez, Harry Kane, they're now up for grabs. I've just dropped them from my team. I guarantee they will score 2 or 3 goals the following week. And lo and behold, it does seem to work. My friend has a almost psychic ability to predict who's going to do well, but unfortunately, his prediction can't occur in his mind until he's always dropped them from his team. And of course, the minute he drops them, he cannot then think, ooh, this guy's going to do well, and then reselect them, because if he does so, that will somehow break the psychic control, the psychic perception he has of a player's fates. My friend has found that he is now in the reverse fantasy business. Now, coming back to where we started, if the New York State Attorney General has decided that fantasy football is a form of gambling, well, it would appear that there's money to be had. So the challenge for me now is to figure out how can I harness my friend's reverse fantasy power, his subliminal predictive ability to foresee who is going to be successful. If I can harness that, I might be onto something. Of course, figuring that out will probably be the challenge. So in a strange way, maybe I should have just called this episode Blind Luck. I don't think as many people would have clicked on.
Like a visa. But knowing I'm so eager to fight can't make letting me in any easier. I know I've been wearing crazy clothes and I look pretty crappy sometimes, but my body feels so good and I still sing a razor line every time. And when it comes to all night living, got it all down to a T, and it's free. When I say I love you, you say you better.
You better, you better, you better.
When I say I need you, you say you better.
You better, you better.
When I say I love you, you say you better.
You better, you better, you better.
When I say I need you, you scream you better. Thank you.